okay? Well, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ on this Sunday, November 26, 2005. I would like you to open your Bibles to Psalm 104 and 5 to open up. In this wonderful record in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter in to his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." You know, to enter in to his gates, God's gates, what's the attitude of mind we need to have? Thankfulness. Thankfulness. So, you know, when we go in to talk with our Heavenly Father, we need to have a heart of thankfulness, not begging or, you know, scraping our, you know, knees and elbows, coming into God all beat up or whatever. You know, we may be in that condition. We may be beat up. We may have some problems, concerns. Nope, that's okay with God. But what's the heart? Thankfulness. Because we come with expectations, right? We know God can take care of any and all situations. So we come, no matter what the circumstances in our lives, we come with thanksgiving. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. No matter how bad we've been or the situations, God's mercy is how, lasts for how long? Everlasting. Everlasting. And his truth endureth all generations. Even our generation today. Even my generation. I'm the baby boomer generation, I guess they call. And what's next? Is it the X generation? I don't know what the following generation is going to be. Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference because his truth endures all generations. Living a godly lifestyle according to the truth of God's word is the only lifestyle worth living. And one important aspect of living a godly lifestyle is to have a heart full of thanksgiving. To be thankful all the time and in everything is where it's at to live a godly lifestyle. And that's what I want to share with you today. Being thankful all the time and in everything. Okay? Regardless of the circumstances or conditions, there are things that we can always be thankful for. We can always be thankful for eternal life, right? We can always be thankful because we know God is faithful. And regardless of the situation, we can go to him. Now, perhaps the hardest time to walk with a constant attitude of thanksgiving is when things are not going your way. You know, you don't feel good, you feel a little sick, maybe you even lost your job. But there is something greater than your pain, your uncomfortableness, even losing a job, that you can be thankful for. You can be thankful that you do have Christ within. You have access to the one who created life. You have that eternal life. You have the family of God even to go to. God is a constant access. The Heavenly Father can help you at all times and in everything. A wonderful example of people going through hardship and still being thankful are the pilgrims who settled America back in 1620. I think you're familiar with the pilgrims coming into Massachusetts Bay and in the early 1600s. And that's where we get our Thanksgiving from that we just recently celebrated. But these people came in across the Atlantic Ocean. There were 102 in their party. And in 1620, in November, they hit land. But it wasn't the best place to settle, so they went to different places. And eventually, in December 21, 1620, they settled at Plymouth Rock, or not at the rock only, but the land around it, okay? They stepped out on this Plymouth Bay. You know, we've been there. It's a real great place to settle. The water's real gentle there. It's a protected bay. But it was late in the winter, and they were low on provisions. They had to build houses and shelters and everything else. It was a very, very difficult time. That winter, they lost almost half of their numbers. They had, by March, they had 55 people left. The rest had died. I mean, how would you like to be a part of that situation? Here they came to a country to freely worship God, to live their own lifestyle, recognizing that God was, you know, their father, and that they wanted to settle and have that freedom to worship him. And they have this horrible situation where they lose a lot of their people. But thankfully, in March, a couple Indians befriended them, Samoset and Squanto, and they came into the area and helped them greatly. And some of the other Indians began to help them and teach them how to work the land and how to catch the different animals that were available to get and fish and everything else like that. And by the end of that summer, they had a wonderful harvest. You know, that fall, they had plenty of food for the winter. They were in pretty good shape. And what they did was they said, you know, we need to celebrate and give thanks to God for the abundance that we have. And, you know, that was great at that time, but what had happened several months ago? They had lost all these people, family members and stuff like that. But they didn't give up. They didn't give up, and they remained thankful to God. They remained thankful to God, and they had this special day of Thanksgiving. Colonel Bradford declared it. They all got together. They wanted to share some of the food with the Indians that helped them, and they invited some of them to come. But when they started, some 90 Indians came, which were a lot, and they didn't know, you know, they're going to eat up our food that we have stored for the winter. But thankfully, they brought some deer and turkeys and other food items, and they taught them how to make hoe cakes with maple syrup and corn. They introduced popcorn to them and things like that. And they had a great celebration for 3 days. But I think about, you know, the difficulties and the things they had been through, and yet they were able to deal with it, put it behind them, and move on with thankfulness to God Almighty. And what a wonderful example. You know, I think about the Nigerian believers that we've supported and send Bibles to. I know that must be a very difficult situation to go into those villages where they sacrifice animals and people and do the things that they do. So, you know, my heart goes out to them, and I'm thankful that we can support them by providing Bibles and other materials for the outreach of God's Word there. Well, let's go to Ephesians 5, because you know what we want to do this morning? We want to build the Word in our heart so that we are thankful all the time and in everything. Ephesians 5:20. God has called us to be thankful all the time and in everything. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the attitude that God would have us to build in our hearts. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. We're going to look at a number of scriptures today to see this so that we can just continue to build this in our heart and see this so that we have a lifestyle of thankfulness all the time and in everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. It says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, work of believing, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Okay, they gave thanks to God always Let's take a look at chapter 2 here. Chapter 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Boy, what a figure that is, you know, to thank God without ceasing. That attitude, just always thanking God. What was the reason why they were thanking God without ceasing? Because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that what? Believe. That belief. They just couldn't stop thanking God that this word of God that they'd received from them wasn't man's word. It was truly God's word. And when they believed it, it worked effectually. It worked effectually. Man, oh man, that's something, see, that's something we want to be continuously thankful for God's word. Because it works when we believe it. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. It's kind of interesting. The 2 Thessalonians, we're going to look at the same verses, numbers, as we did in 1 Thessalonians. It's kind of interesting like that. But there's a little word that's added in here. Let's see if you notice it. Verse 3, chapter 1, we're going to look at 2:13 in 2 Thessalonians as we did in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. As well as we're going to look here now, 1 chapter 1, verse 3. Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God, how often? Always for you, brethren, as it is meet or adequate, because that your believing faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Boy, they just couldn't stop thanking God because people were believing God's word more and more. They operated the love of God and the renewed mind into manifestation to each and every believer. Wow. Verse 4, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith or believing in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Man, they you know, it wasn't little pie in the sky lifestyle. I'm a happy believer and nothing happens to me. No, they had persecutions. They had problems. They had tribulations, mental pressures. And they still were thankful for them because they endured them. They weren't thankful for the problems, but they were thankful that they could overcome them, that they had this attitude of thankfulness. They could go into the gates of God with thanksgiving, knowing that God was there to help them, to take care of them. Now, 2:13, 2 Thessalonians. 2:13, 2 Thessalonians says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You're set apart special because you have the Spirit within you. Sanctification is set apart special because you're set apart special through chosen you salvation because you're born again with the Spirit of God. You're set apart and belief of the truth. So they were bound to give thanks what? Always. What's the one word that's a little different here, Al? Well, always is there, but it's always in the other too. Not, yeah. Bound and without ceasing, but bound is one word that I notice in here. We are bound to thank God always, it says in 1:3 and 2:13, but we are bound. That word bound in the Greek means to be in debt. Now, I think all of us can associate with being in debt. You know, the plastic card has invaded all of our lives, and we all are in debt, I imagine, at one point or another. If you're not, bless your heart, you're a rare species in our generation. But see, we're in debt. You know, this is the attitude of mine. I mean, I'm indebted to give thanks always to God. You know, it's not a negative thing. It's a real positive thing. It's a thing of commitment, of dedication. Let's look at Philippians 1. Turn back a few pages through Colossians. run into Philippians chapter 1. I mean, this just runs all through the Word of God, this attitude of thankfulness, all the time and in everything. So in Philippians 1:3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with sorrow, distress. No, with joy. No, you go into the gates with thanksgiving. You know God can take care of you, so you go with your request with joy. Okay? Boy, that's a great little key there for the answer to prayer. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy. Joy. What a great attitude to have. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's going to work within you until Christ comes back. And then that's another great fellowship to look forward to when Christ comes back. We're all gathered together. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians. Go back a few books here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's kind of interesting in the church epistles. You see this in the beginning of virtually all the church epistles, or most of them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. And again, we see this thankfulness, not just sparingly, but all the time for everything. Verse 4, chapter 1, 1 Corinthians, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Of course, Ephesians is the great epistle that opens up the mystery that God had held from the adversary, so the adversary wouldn't know the greatness of what it meant to have Christ within, and that each and every person, regardless if they were Jew, Gentile, or whatever, could have the same Christ in them. And this is revealed in the book of Ephesians. And God's desire was that we would understand these things and walk in the fullness of them. Now look at this, verse 16, chapter 1. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That's a great section in God's word. Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9 in Colossians. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, giving unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Boy, there's that joyfulness again. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or adequate to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Wow. Well, let's close in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. There's many other verses that you can find and look up, but I trust you've seen enough to build in your heart that this, then have this attitude of thankfulness all the time and everything. Why? Because you should have the confidence that it's Christ in you, that God is your Father, that he is faithful, that he can take care of you. You can come into any circumstances. Situations are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. The Satan's out there. He's going to make sure of it. He'll do his job, that's for sure. But see, we need to do our job in standing faithful with a thankful heart, knowing that God is with us. So in 5:18 of 1 Thessalonians, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So what is the will of God? In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. We've seen the pattern of being thankful all the time and in everything. Now it's our opportunity to incorporate that into our lifestyle. So let's be always thankful because we recognize who we are in Christ, that we have been delivered from the power of darkness and belong to God always. Let's cease not to be thankful because we are learning to recognize the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Let's thank our God always for his grace given us by Christ Jesus, that in everything he has enriched us so we do not have to come behind in any gift waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's thank God always in our prayers, making requests with joy for the fellowship of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that God, who has begun a good work in all of us, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's be bound or in debt to give thanks always for our brethren who have been born again, and also be bound or in debt to give thanks for their growth in the love of God to each other, and in spite of persecutions and troubles, to endure. Let's be thankful. Let's be thankful to give thanks to God always as we remember the saints, their work of believing, labor of love, and patience and hope. Let's, without ceasing, be thankful to God over and over and over because we have the truth of God's word, not man's, which works in us when we believe. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Okay? Amen. So, Heavenly Father, we're very thankful for your word that we've seen, that we've read, that we put in our heart, Father, that we can manifest this word, that our attitude of heart, our lifestyle is one of thanksgiving, that we don't focus on the problems and all that stuff, but that we focus on who you are, your love, your grace, your mercy, and that we can be thankful to you to help us in every situation. The Father, just thankful for this great week we have to live with a thankful heart being born again of your Spirit. And I pray that each and every person here can just walk out of this room with more thanksgiving in their hearts than they've ever had before. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you.